Interesting enough, we see in our liturgy speaking of Elijah, the prophet, and intertwining that with the preparation for the coming of the Lord. Of course, our Lord in the gospel we just heard, the gospel passage we just heard, is speaking of Elijah, but referring to St. John the Baptist, who, of course, is the one who literally prepared the way for the Lord, the one spoken of in Isaiah as the prophet, the voice calling out in the wilderness. And our Lord speaks of St. John the Baptist coming, but not being listened to and eventually executed. And he compares himself with St. John the Baptist. He too will suffer at the hands of those who saw to the death of St. John the Baptist. The disciples here did understand our Lord was speaking of John the Baptist, but I don't know if they understood exactly what our Lord meant when he said the Son of Man would also suffer at their hands in the same way. Of course, our Lord is speaking there of his own passion and death. But interesting that we speak of Elijah the prophet here, who was the inspiration for the Carmelite order. In fact, today we celebrate the memorial of St. John of the Cross, who was a member of the Carmelite order and a great reformer, together with St. Teresa of Avila in Spain in the 1500s. And St. John has left us with some very great works expressing what he experienced in his own meditation and in his own mortification. He led a very severe penitential life, but a life of great suffering, even at the hands of his own Carmelite confreres who opposed the Reformation. But he wrote extensively, mostly in poetical form, but of that great love for God that he experienced, that great union with God, and what that union entails and what that love is all about. And so he has come down to us as the great doctor of the church, that he is also for us. But he expresses, as I said, that love for God and what that entails and the suffering that goes with it. No less for St. John the Baptist, no less for our Lord himself. But there is. It requires mortification. It requires some penance in order to experience that love. But what we have to recognize is each and every one of us are called to it. Each and every one of us are called to union with God. So one way or another, in order to allow God to work within us, in order to allow him to come to us and open, we have to open ourselves to him. We have to turn to him. That's why we need the mortification and penance, because how easily we fall to ourselves, into ourselves. We want to satisfy ourselves. And then if we think of what really is a mystical union with God, it scares us. It can easily scare us. But yet, that's what paradise is all about. That's what it will be. And that's what it is. Each and every one of us is, I repeat, called to. Even if it's at a great cost, a great sacrifice, a great trial. As a matter of accepting that, allowing God to work with us, and we're going to experience a love so great, we will never want to be separated from it. You experience that, as St. Teresa of Avila would come to say, yes, morally we could turn away, but who could ever want to? Once we come to that union with God, we would never want to turn away from it. That's how great it is. We can only get an inkling in this life. We're only a small little inkling. But we can begin to experience it in this life, but it requires much prayer, much silence, much sacrifice, much mortification. Let us, with the intercession of St. John and after his example, seek that union with God, that union that we will never want to leave. And hopefully, let us pray in paradise, we never will. Praise be Jesus and Mary.